Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 58 years ago, today, in 1967, a team led by South African surgeon Christian Barnard performed the first human heart transplant, replacing a failing heart with a donor organ in a complex surgical milestone. The achievement proved that organ replacement was possible and opened new paths for life-saving cardiac surgery worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean, with waves around 2 to 4 feet. The swell is a west-southwest ground swell that holds steady until midday, when it drops into the fight-a-waste high zone. Winds are offshore at 4 miles per hour now, but will shift sideshore later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m., with a 2-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the west-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 7 feet at 7 a.m., followed by a -1.5-foot low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday features clean conditions with waves at 1 to 2 feet, perfect for beginners. Friday sees a slight increase to 2 feet, maintaining clean conditions throughout the day. Saturday holds steady at 2 feet, but shifts to fair conditions by afternoon as winds pick up. Overall, Friday offers the best surf experience before the wind affects Saturday's quality. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 41 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, and then partly sunny with a high near 63, alongside a light east-northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 43 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 66 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Fair and mild conditions continue through the weekend with highs around 66 on Friday and Saturday, then near 68 on Sunday, and overnight lows in the low 50s into Sunday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Huntington Beach has faced a setback as a federal judge has dismissed its lawsuit challenging California's sanctuary law. This law, officially known as the California Values Act, prohibits local law enforcement from assisting with federal immigration enforcement, except in serious crime cases. This marks the city's second unsuccessful attempt to sue the state over this law, despite support from America First Legal, founded by Stephen Miller. The city argued that the law is unconstitutional and hampers its ability to fight crime. But U.S. District Court Judge Sunshine Sykes ruled that the city lacks standing to sue. The complaint was dismissed without prejudice, allowing the city the option to challenge the sanctuary law again in the future. Now on to sports. NFL Red Zone has significantly increased commercials in Week 13. So much for commercial-free football. During its 7-hour broadcast, Red Zone aired 16 advertisements, ranging from 15 to 20 seconds long. This is a notable increase from the 4 ads promised at this season's start. The telecast included 2 minutes of double box advertisements split across game windows. In total, Red Zone aired 16 elements of sponsored content for a combined 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Fans expressed frustration on social media, with some canceling subscriptions. I did too, and I think it's time to send a message. In local sports, J.J. Redick isn't thrilled about the Lakers' upcoming road trip. The Lakers will face multiple challenges during their Eastern Conference journey. After spending nearly 3 weeks in Los Angeles, the Lakers embark on a short but intense road trip. They will play 3 games in 4 nights, starting with back-to-back matchups in Toronto and Boston, before concluding in Philadelphia. Redick expressed concern, stating, "I don't ever remember a California-based team going to the far east of the Eastern Conference for 3 games, to play 3 in 4 nights. This trip will test the Lakers mentally and physically, especially after their recent loss to the Suns. In top news, how old is too old to shovel snow? Here is what hard experts say. As winter approaches, many people are preparing to shovel snow, which can be dangerous for those with pre-existing heart conditions. Dr. Barry Franklin noted that shoveling heavy snow can be more demanding on the heart than a treadmill stress test. Between 1990 and 2006, nearly 200,000 adults were treated for snow shovel-related accidents, resulting in over 1,600 deaths. Dr. John Osborne advised that adults 65 and older should be more cautious, especially those with risk factors for heart disease. In business news, Harvard's significant wager on Bitcoin came just before a downturn in the cryptocurrency market. The university reported nearly $500 million in crypto holdings in its last quarterly report. Although Bitcoin rebounded recently, it has dropped over 20% this quarter. Harvard could have avoided losses if it sold its holdings in early October. Currently, it stands to incur a potential 14% loss on its shares. Despite the setback, these losses are negligible for Harvard's endowment, which totals $57 billion. This incident highlights the risks of institutional investment in cryptocurrencies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8% to just under $94,000. Ethereum is up 10% to just under $3,100. And XRP is up 9% to $2.20. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Security researchers have discovered that Wi-Fi signals can be used to image environments and identify people with near 100% accuracy. In the future, anyone who regularly walks past a cafe or restaurant with public Wi-Fi could be identified, even without a smartphone. Researchers at Karlsruhe Institute of Technology have found that commercially available Wi-Fi routers can recognize individuals based on signal changes from nearby devices. The propagation of Wi-Fi radio waves can create an image of the router's physical environment, similar to how cameras work. This technology poses a serious risk to personal privacy, as it could allow surveillance in public and private spaces. And in entertainment news, Netflix's proposed acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and streaming unit is expected to lower streaming costs for consumers by bundling Netflix and HBO Max, according to sources familiar with the proposal. The vast majority of Netflix users also subscribe to HBO Max. In recent talks, Netflix argued that the combination would benefit consumers by reducing the cost of a bundled offering. This move aims to address potential regulatory concerns regarding consumer choice and pricing. If successful, the deal would expand Netflix's content library, but may not significantly increase its market share. Analysts suggest that this combination could create a formidable competitor to other services. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, in the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.